والسلام.
فيا أيها القاري به متمسكا مجلا له في كل حال مبجلا.
بسم الله، الحمد لله، الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Great to have you with us in this Tajweed podcast. My name is Khalid Abu Shafi. Inshallah, in this podcast we are going to talk about the Al-Mad Al-Lazim. That Mad Al-Lazim that is caused by Sukun Asli, which is the original Sukun. Because there is another section which we are going to talk about. It's called Al-Mad Al-Arid Lissukun, which is arid, subject to sukun, subject to the stopping. So it is not original sukun. For example, if you say iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in, so if you make that mad nasta'in 6 or 4 or 2, that is subject to the stop. It is not the original sukun, because the origin of the word is nasta'inu. If you say إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ, but if you join, you say نَسْتَعِينُ. So that is called سُكُون أَصْلِي, سُكُون عَارِض. But the سُكُون أَصْلِي which we are talking today, it's divided into two parts. One part is called الْكَلِمِي, and the other one is called الْحَرْفِي. A كَلِمِي in Arabic from كَلِمَة. A كَلِمَة means a word. And the حَرْفِي means حَرْف, which is a letter or a character in Arabic language. So there are two kinds. So the first one, Kalimi, is divided also into two subheadings. One is called Musaqqal, which is heavy, and the other one is called Mukhaffaf. Now, what does that mean? Now, have a look at this At-Tamma, the example in Surah Al-Nazi'at, at the end of Surah Al-Nazi'at. As you can see, there is an alif, and there is a symbol of mad there, At-Ta, as you can see. And then followed by the meme. That meme with the shadda, actually it is two meme. One meme is a sakin, m. The second is ma. So when they do the idgham and when they join them together, makes ma. So this is the meaning of shadda in Arabic language, actually. The tashdeed or shadda in Arabic language, it means when you combine two letters, you make the idgham and the insertion of two letters. The first one is a second, the second one is mutaharrik, and you join them together and make them one letter. So you say m or a b, such as ad-dab. ولا الضالين الطامة. So this mad, it is not less than six. As you can see, all the examples here, the first, الآلآنَ, and ألف لام and ميم, both of them, and the قاف, all of them are six counts. The only thing the ulama divided this, just to understand more, that the kalimi comes in one word, and it's styled by a word, not by a letter, and one of them is muthaqqal, and muthaqqal when there is a shadda. But in this case, for the tamma, it is ghunna there, you have to observe it. So you say, فَإِذَا جَاءَتِ So you make that ghunna, you make the shadda slightly and the ghunna, and you produce that six counts. And the second one is, it came with, in Arabic language, al-ana means, is it now? As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Quran about Fir'aun, when he wanted to believe after he started sinking in the water and drowning in the water, and then he say, I have believed in whatever Banu Israel have believed in. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Al-Ana, which means now, ya Fir'aun, you believe? Al-Ana. So, which means here, the Hamza comes as a question mark, which is the interrogation in a manner, not a statement. Al-Ana. So, in the Quran, this Hamza comes followed by Alif. Al, and there is a Lam Sakin there. So that Lam Sakin, there is no Shadda. So in this case, this is Kalimi, but Mukhaffaf. Al-Ana. So six counts. And the next part, which is harfi, comes within one letter. Let's see the mukhaffaf one, which is the light one. And the examples are so many in the Quran. Qaf. So every letter, harf abjadi, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran at the beginning of the surahs, Qaf, Kaf, Ha, Ya, Ayn, Sa'id, Alif, Lam, Mim. And we will talk later on more in details about this, but just briefly to understand what we are talking now, and then we will talk about al-huruf al-muqatta'a, divided into two parts, hayyun tahur and naqasa asalukum, and the combination of these two kind of mudud. So qaf, when we write in Arabic language qaf, alif, fa, that's the way how you write it down. This is the name of the letter. But when you write it down as it is in the Quran, it's just the letter, one letter. But the name sounded is qaf. The middle part is sakin. So it's meeting that qaf, fatha, followed by alif. But the end is sakin. You'd say qaf. And you stop there. That's 6 seconds. So similar to meem. Look at the last one, meem. Meem. Meem, kasra, there is a ya, mad, and there is also meem followed by the middle one, the middle part is a second, which is mad, so it's stopped by a second, you make 6 seconds. But the one before lam, it is muthaqqal. I'm not talking, the last one, meem is mukhafaf actually, but the one which is lam, meeting the meem, is muthaqqal because it has a heavy, it has a idgham, lam meeting meem. Okay? So when this meem meets meem, it makes that idgham. So you say, alif lam meem. So you made that idgham of lam, alif, and meem, the first meem, the last meem, meeting the first meem of meem. And that combination made the muthaqqal and heavy. Inshallah, jazakumullahu khairan for listening. But in the next episode, I will elaborate more about this because I know it is getting a little bit complicated for some, but it will be easy if you read more about it. There are available books there on the bookstores in the market. But I will explain more about this in the next episode, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairan for listening. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
هنيئاً مريئاً والداك عليهما ملابس أنوار من التاج والحلى